Sunday Morning, written by Houdini 74, read by Hello Moon. Summary. A soft waking up in the morning ficlet. As usual, it's Patrick who wakes first. He opens his eyes slowly, trying to guess the time by the amount of light coming in the bedroom window. Even though David has moved away from him in the night, one hand remains stretched towards him, fingertips still lightly touching the edge of his stomach. As though some sixth sense tells him that Patrick is awake, David shifts back towards him, his arm coming to rest more firmly across his middle, pinning Patrick in place. It must be about 7 o'clock, he decides, judging by the angle of the sun on the wall. With David's arm holding him in place, he doesn't want to move in order to check the time. Giving a contented sigh, he remembers that it's Sunday and that the store is closed. David moves closer so that he's fully snuggled next to Patrick, and Patrick gently removes his arm from where David has it trapped against his side so that he can wrap it around him and pull him near. David mumbles a reply in protest as he cuddles even closer, planting a small kiss on Patrick's chest. With no pressing need to get out of bed, Patrick lets his mind drift, enjoying the warmth and comfort of sharing a bed with the person he loves. Next to him, he can feel David slowly coming awake. Despite his ongoing protests about early mornings, Patrick has found that David is less resistant to the idea of waking up before 9 o'clock than he is about getting out of bed. Today, with nowhere else for either of them to be, Patrick is happy to indulge him. He presses a kiss to David's forehead, smiling as the dark eyes he loves open slowly. David smiles in return, his normal defenses laid bare as he gives Patrick a smile so genuinely happy that he feels as though a tendril of warmth has wrapped around his heart. David lifts his hand from Patrick just long enough to pull the comforter more tightly around them. He places his hand back on Patrick's chest, fingertips accidentally resting directly over his heart. He can feel David start to drift back to sleep, and as his breathing evens out, the soft breaths are warm against Patrick's chest. As is the case every morning, David's hair is disheveled from a night in bed. His dark hair pointing in all directions, Patrick gently brushes away a few strands from where they have fallen across David's forehead, enjoying the feeling of the soft hair between his fingers. In a few minutes, or maybe more, he will slide out of the warm bed and make his way to the kitchen where he will pull on the kettle for tea and turn on the coffee maker for David. He'll watch from across the room as David slowly comes awake. Then, once the drinks are ready, he'll return to the warm bed, tucking himself in next to David as they begin to get ready to face the day.